Jason Swigo, Joel Sabaka back here at the Child Center as we continue with the Backwoods Brewing postgame show. Now pleased to be joined by head coach Shante Leggins. We continue with our postgame interviews brought to you by Pacific Office Automation. And there was a lot of problem solving going on in the second half, but let's talk about the first 10 minutes where you build a 15-point lead. Denver really couldn't get anything going offensively. They followed the scout and the game plan. Everything other than some early foul trouble, everything you wanted for a start to a basketball game.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, when you have teams like that and, you know, you have them going and they're trying to drive you, and you do a good job in the gaps and you're doing a good job. And when I say gaps, that means you're stopping them and making them kick it because they have bodies in front of them. And we weren't getting spread out. You know, they hit a couple threes and then our guys started, like, losing their mind with their scout. They went 10 to 39. That's what you want them to do. And what happened is our guys saw a couple threes go in. And, again, you got some guys that aren't in certain positions at times and they start spreading out just a little bit because their man just hit a three, and so we got to figure those things out. And then we also gave them some points off turnovers, which really hurt us, and they really got moving and grooving downhill off those turnovers. I mean, they just took the ball out of our hands about five times that I can remember that ignited a break, and then we didn't do a good job of corralling the ball in transition and letting guys get down to their right hand, and that's how you get these games. I mean, but, you know, I'd rather, you know, Coach here said, yeah, rather talk about a win and how we can win and how we won than how we lost. And so I thought the guys played tough and smart, and at the end of the game, and it showed a lot of resolve. I mean, you had Ozzie Rapp banging in free throws. I mean, you know, I keep hearing people talk about that same game from a time ago, like, oh, if you'd have made these free, but he's made them now in tough situations, so they're showing growth in certain spots. So I'm really proud of the team and how they play.
Yeah, a couple of numbers that jumped out at me, Coach. 21 assists on 31 baskets, and then shot 21 of 35 from 60%, and I thought Jermaine inside was just really good. And even, I mean, the limited minutes Todd played, I know you'll go back and look at the film, but he posted up a couple times so strong that he not only got guys wide open threes, but he got guards driving lanes to the rim because they were in front and they got caught in front and they couldn't really guard you inside.
No, 100%, and that's what happens, and that's why you want our guys to post up, and that's why we want, you know, we when we got back from our dismal tournament, we said, hey, let's make sure the ball goes inside. It doesn't matter if it's for a score, but it flattens out the defense. And so we started off like that, and it was moving, and the ball was going. And then, you know, we start peeking over, and it's like, you know, now you're getting – One pass shot. Yeah. That's not what you want to do. You want to make a team like that defend you, and that helps our defense. And so when we're not, you know, on the defensive end so much, it helps our defense. So a good offense really will help our defense. And I think we put ourselves in some tough situations with some of the turnovers and some of the quick shots. But these are things we work on. We show the guys daily. They see it. They're getting better at it. But, you know, this is new for a lot of these guys. And, you know, as I said, it's new for a lot of these guys. It's now becoming something that they're going to start getting accustomed to, and the guys will start moving the ball. And I think that shows with the 21 assists on 31 baskets. You know, that's really good for our team. I thought we did a very good job of really, you know, staying in the way. But the 16 turnovers is what's concerning and alarming.
Jermaine going in down the stretch to get the comeback, to get it to overtime and staying in overtime. Big minutes for him. How important is it for the rest of the team to get confidence in knowing if they get it into the big, something good's going to happen?
Well, it's a lot, because what he's done is you look at a game and they got 6'2", 6'4", 6'5", out there, and you're like, well, he can't play. Excuse my language. He can't be out there. He can't guard. But then I'm like, well, you know what? Let me follow the game plan. They're 10 of 39. Give them shots and make them do a good job. Hey, what's up, Todd? Stop fouling, Todd. Jeez. Help me out. And he lost his voice. Todd's really sick. He had a pretty bad fever to start the game. But anyways, but like, we're trying to get the ball inside, and we got to do a better job. And I thought we got to the paint. I thought we did a good job when we did get in there. And we did use Jermaine. Stupid coach should have played him earlier. I thought they'd spread us out and drive him. We should have just stuck to it and said, hey, you know what? If he's going to make all those three-pointers, then that kid's got to make those three-pointers and beat us. And he didn't. You know, he went 2 of 5. And so that's, you know, I could live with that. And Jermaine did a great job. He's one of the sole reasons why we won this game.
Yeah, I thought what it showed too tonight, Coach, is just the depth and the different lineups you can go to. Talk a little bit about how important it is to try to keep the psyche of guys ready, because you don't know. Jermaine was sort of, you know, minutes had fallen off a little bit, and then here he is tonight, you know, comes up and he's a plus 20 to help you win a ball game. And then you got other guys down there that could have probably got in or got, you know, played a little more minutes, but staying ready, how do you work with that?
Well, it's tough because, you know, you look at your team and, oh, you're this, you're 2-5 and all this and that. But, you know, we've been in some pretty tough games. And you know, going over on that trip to the East Coast is tough for anybody, especially for a team that's it's new to them every single time. And so every single thing that we hit early is brand new to these guys. And that's my job, is to make sure they're figuring this stuff out and to gain toughness. And so, like, when you have these guys and you have, like, 11 to 12 guys that you think can help you win, but you can't play all 12, it's tough because you could look at them and be like, hey, you could have helped us this game, you know, but you got to stick with some of the guys that you're playing and say, hey, you got to battle through some of these things. And, you know, in practice is where you guys could really make separations. And I thought Jermaine did a great job in practice all week. Again, he was one of our better players all week long. That's my fault for the first half. He should have been in. He should have played. But I went with my gut and said, hey, you know, they're going to spread us out and put us in tough situations. And instead of saying, hey, you know, the guys will have his back, I didn't do that until the last 8-9 minutes of that game. He's the reason. I mean, you see plus 20, he's the reason we won the game. And so he's earned himself a lot of playing time and a lot of trust within the coaching staff.
Yeah, I thought they took a couple bad shots when he switched onto him, and they thought, oh, it's an 18-footer, I'm wide open, and they ended up missing. But I think it was Danny Hurley said after Maui that the one thing about a 3-game MTE is you really have no chance to fix anything.
Well,
and you know that firsthand. But when you come back, you had last week, I know you guys worked hard on high-low stuff. You killed them with that tonight. You have a few more days to get ready for Kent State. Are you still working on things from last, you know, from the Myrtle Beach tournament?
100%. And if I was Dan Hurley, Dan Hurley said he's not going to play any more MTEs. Yeah. He's not doing any of that stuff. I'm not Dan Hurley. Yeah. So we got to go and play those games. And so I don't have as much clout as that. But what it shows you is it's tough, you know. And, you know, you know, those things you keep working on and you keep making sure they're getting better. I mean, we showed some life today. We showed some like, oh, low energy, and then we showed some high energy. Now we got to do it for 40 minutes, 50 minutes maybe, you know. And so we got to get better in that sense.
Looking ahead to Kent State, obviously it's nice you're only going to have one game here in the week to get prepared for. Plenty of time for travel to get there and get set. What do you hope the guys learn from the trip to Myrtle Beach that you want to see them apply here going to a road and a true hostile environment?
Well, you're playing against a team in Kent State that's probably the toughest team we'll play. I would say it's a kind of like a St. Mary's game. Not as the players aren't as good, but they play that hard and they play that physical and they talk a lot and they get under your skin. We played them before. I just, you know, one of my coaching buddies just played them already. They're a grimy team, and so that's going to be brand new for us because we haven't really faced a team like that. South Florida was like that a little bit, but this will be to the extreme. And so I'm excited for the opportunity for these young men to go in there to a hostile environment with a hostile team. A lot of those guys, we played them, they got five of those guys that we played them 3 years ago back on this team. So that'll be interesting to see. But then again, it's college basketball. They got four, we got a whole new roster. So it's just how it works. And so I'm really excited about playing them because they are a tough team. They play physical. They're going to really crawl into you. Their ball screen defense is really good. We're going to have to probably use multiple bigs. So I'm looking forward to using Mez. I'm looking forward to using Jermaine. I'm looking forward to using all our guys right from the start. We just need our guys to be, you know, up right from the beginning of how we play. It has to be.
Well, an important win here today, double overtime, 101-90 over Denver, ending the losing streak and propelling guys hopefully into a good few days of practice before we head to Ohio, and should be a lot of fun. Also, knowing it's the last road game before Christmas, guys can just gear up for it and kind of embrace the challenge of the trip.
Yeah, and that's what I'm looking forward to. You know, we got to keep getting better, and we got to keep playing. But we're going on the road. You know, we've been on the road so far this year a couple times. This will be the last time we're on the road until league. So I'm looking forward to that. But I'm also looking forward to seeing where the guys, you know, where we've come, how far we've come, and if we can really battle against a really, really tough team. So that's what I'm looking forward to. I'm excited about the opportunity, and these guys will be excited.
Well, congratulations on the win today, and here's looking forward to more wins here very soon.
Thank you, and great pilots. Job. And then also, congrats on our women. They are killing it, guys.
8-0.
Get out here when they play and watch them play. I mean, they're well coached. They do everything right. Get out here and watch them play. Go Pilots.
There you go. Shantae Leggins. Stop.